Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I'm super excited to announce the release of my very first book, The Golden Key: Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance. If you're ready to alchemize the circumstances in your life so that your abundance expands to an entirely new level in 2021, head over to goldenkey.gift to download the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome, one and all. I am super pleased that you have joined me today on yet another beautiful day on this magical planet that we get to call home. This is not an easy planet to exist on, but yet we all volunteered to be here so that we could further our soul's growth and evolution. And so many of us volunteered for super hard jobs. We volunteered to challenge ourselves in multiple ways. And oftentimes, that starts with our parents. We are here learning the lessons of love. That is the school of this planet, learning the lessons of love. And so in order to learn those lessons, we come in and we choose the best parents that we think from that soul level are going to help us to learn our chosen lessons of love. And oftentimes, that is a difficult situation. How many of you have a hard time with at least one of your parents? I can tell you that almost every single client that I see has something with one of their parents, some sort of energetic exchange that happened when they were young that affected them now as an adult. And so very often, it is because they didn't feel loved enough from that parent, never felt good enough, never felt that they could stand up to the expectations of that parent. And so they grew up, maybe you grew up into an adult that never felt good enough, never felt loved enough. And so what happens when we feel that way is that we start telling ourselves these things that our parent told to us. We start beating ourselves up, telling ourselves that we're not good enough. And what we really need to start doing is stop beating ourselves up and start praising our wins. We are all enough. Just in our birthright, the fact that we exist, that means that we are enough. And there is no one better, there is no one lesser. That's not the way it works. We are one whole, fractals of source. And therefore, that is super enough. But the thing is, we just don't remember it. We're veiled from that knowledge. We can't see it clearly and wholly. And so, we don't think it exists a lot of times. And our parents had it really hard. And their parents had it even harder. And even harder as you go back in the generations. So what did they learn from their parents? And how could they have treated you any differently if they didn't know any better themselves? And also, think about what you volunteered to come in to teach your parents. If you had a parent that didn't love you enough, that parent certainly also wasn't loved enough. And you volunteered to come in and help that parent learn that they were loved. The challenge is that you didn't feel loved in the process. And the goal is learning to love yourself, learning to love everyone in the process, learning to love and forgive that person who hurt you or traumatized you and challenged you, and accepting them for who they are. The challenge comes with overcoming all of those old stories that you were told and learning to accept yourself. Learning to understand and accept yourself, and then you can love yourself and love and accept everyone else. This works both ways. When you can love and accept others more, you can learn to love and accept yourself more. When you learn to accept and love yourself more, then you more easily love and accept others. This is always a two-way street because we are all here teaching each other, providing a mirror, a lesson, a teacher for us to grow, to evolve, to learn from. That is all it ever is. And the thing is, the earlier we realize that we are enough, that we are good enough, that in our sovereign being, alone, all by ourselves, we are love. When we can realize that, then we don't care what anybody else may expect from us. We don't need to be anything for someone else. When we can stand in our own power of love and acceptance of ourselves and others, then all of those chains of that nonsense of reality of other people's opinions just can fall away, because none of it is real. All of it is there just to teach you to stand in your power. So if someone has been hard on you in your life and telling you that you weren't good enough, they are doing you such an amazing service because they're teaching you to stand in your power. They're also teaching you how to love yourself in the most challenging times, because it does not come from outside of you. And the more we try to fix the outside, the less we fix the inside. And it's never about fixing the outside. But what happens is, when we don't feel good enough, we don't love ourselves enough, we in turn try to mirror that, meaning we try to fix the outside. Because if we fix the outside and make all of that perfect, then we can feel good ourselves. But it never really works. It just turns us in circles and circles, a big hamster wheel that is just exhausting and feels like a heavy, heavy burden. And all our spirit wants us to do is be free, be authentically who we are, and stand in that knowing that just because we exist, we are love. And in that freedom, you can just be authentically you and be whoever that is, and feel free to express your feelings and not have to hold them back, fearful of what someone else may say or think about that, because you're just being you and you are just loving you and loving everyone else and accepting all of everyone. We all have these positives and negatives within us. All of us. We all have it all in us. And those things that you see in others are just trying to teach you a little bit about you. And so, oftentimes when we're in this kind of situation, we tend to overgive and really sacrifice ourselves for another, because it's so much easier to ignore ourselves when we're taking care of everybody else. And the focus, again, needs to be inside. We need to understand that there is nothing on the outside that we can control. As much as we love someone and want better for them, we cannot do it for them. You know that nobody can do anything for you. Nobody can tell you anything. And if someone does try to tell you something, you might have the kind of personality that's going to do the opposite just because. Because you're finding your own freedom and your own sense of sovereignty. And those are little ways that we do it. And oftentimes, this comes up so much in my QHHT sessions with clients. The higher self is always telling people, just believe in yourself. Just trust yourself. That's all you need to do in order to love and accept yourself. You have all of the answers within you. You are always being guided. Whether you are listening to your higher self or not listening to your higher self, they are always there guiding you and protecting you. And the more you learn to trust and believe in your own inner knowing and stand in that power of the love that you are, the stronger and stronger that internal knowing gets. And the more you learn to trust yourself, the more you learn to trust yourself, believe in yourself, the more you learn to love yourself. And the easier it is to just be authentically you. And then what happens, and this is higher self advice all the time, they want everyone to slow down. Every single one of us is just on these hamster wheels trying to make things better, but not focusing on ourselves. We will constantly stay on this wheel and keep running ourselves ragged and carry the burden of the world, not helping anyone. We think we are helping people when we do this, but we're not. The help that we can give others when we are whole and coming from a place of divine love is just amazing, just glorious, as opposed to the help that you can give someone from a place of being depleted or burdened. That is not the best help that you can give. We always need to put our own air mask on first, because if you can't breathe, you can't help another. We are all here serving each other, but what it really comes down to is understanding that you yourself are a part of the whole and that there are no others. And the best way that you can serve others is to love yourself and be authentically who you are. And to really just slow down and just be and enjoy all the little moments. Getting back into nature is one of the best ways to connect with yourself, to connect with your higher self and connect with the earth. As above, so below. In our connection with nature, we can just be, and we can just be at peace, and we can just breathe. And it can just, the world can just fall away when we just go and step into nature and slow down and just breathe. That's all we really need to do. And also, they want to see us have fun. We're not here to work our asses off and be beaten down and feel terrible. We're not. We're here to have fun. And we can do that the more we learn to love ourselves and trust ourselves and know that we are enough. If we were told in our lives that we are not enough, we were lied to. That is not true. And that lie was told to you so that you could learn yourself that it was a lie and that it's not true, and learn to stand in your own power and your own knowing of how amazing you are. And also know that, knowing that you will never please everyone. It is impossible. Don't try it. It's exhausting. You will never please everyone. And also know that you will trigger some, and let it all be okay. Because when you're being authentically you and you feel that integrity of doing that, then it's okay, because none of it matters, because you feel so good in just being you and not needing anybody else's approval, any listening to anybody's shouldas and couldas and wouldas, because you live in your own power. And that is the most freeing, enlightening, and unburdening thing that you can do for yourself. And that is all your spirit wants you to do, is to just be free and to not feel so heavy and to be enlightened, to feel lighter, to lighten your vibration so you don't feel so dense and so heavy and so burdened. Just be free. Be free to be authentically you, to express yourself, and to live in that knowing of your authentic power and your enoughness, because that is your innate birthright. It is who you are, an innate spark of love of the Creator. That is all. And that is always enough. That is always so incredibly worthy. You are so loved, you are so guided, and you are so protected. I love you all. That's it for me today. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Love Yourself featuring Thunderbody by Tubby Love. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Another person to belong to, but what's the purpose when your heart's already hurting and it's caused by you? You've got to love yourself. You are so beautiful. Don't wait for someone else to. You've got to love yourself. You haven't already learned. How can you give something that you haven't already earned? Yeah, all right. You've got to love yourself. You are so beautiful. Don't wait for someone else to. You've got to love yourself. So